Right.
All right, Ross, get fucked into it here.
Right. As reported by the Associated Press out of Bucharest, Romania, a man named Nutzu, the pawnbroker, has been indicted for leading a fearsome criminal gang. But the public seems to be more interested in his pets, four lions and two bears. Ion Ballant, his real name, has long been known to have an affinity for wild beasts in his home. "Have you said that I fed men to the lions?" Ballant was recorded saying on a videotape as he rode away from prison on a black stallion, shouting, "Why don't you come over and I'll give you some lions?" Authorities won't confirm that the lions and bears were used to intimidate rivals at his high-walled, heavily guarded estate in the poorest part of Bucharest. The compound also contained less fearsome beasts, including thoroughbred horses and canaries. This is the best bit. The quality describes it. Ballant, 48, a stocky man with a mustache and a receding hairline, often appears dressed in t-shirts and tracksuits.
Is that Mike Ashley?
Is that Shane?
It's fucking Mitchell. It's absolutely. He rode out of prison on a black stallion.
Mate, to be fair, that's how Chris got home from STV on Thursday night.
Screaming at Alec Thompson saying, "You want lions? I'll give you lions."
Hey, listen, even if I did scream that at Thompson, he wouldn't be fazed. He's been to Afghanistan.
Not only has he been to Afghanistan, he's dealt with the Rangers underclass on Twitter.
Check this. In 2009, Ballant was convicted of human trafficking, violence and pimping and sentenced to 13 years in prison. That was reduced to 6 years, but Ballant was free after a year. A spokeswoman said the lions are a status symbol for him. She declined to speculate whether they had a more sinister purpose.
Why does he have a spokeswoman?
I don't
know. Well, honestly, see if I've got lions and or canaries, I'm getting a spokesperson as well.
I wonder what order you decide that in. You know, do the lions and the canaries come first and then the spokesperson?
Yeah, I'm getting myself.
No, but maybe you think I'm getting myself some lions soon, and if I'm getting that, I should really have a spokesperson to explain it first.
But see, that's logical, right? But see, if you're going to buy lions, I'm pretty sure you've not got a logical bone in your body. I don't think. See, if I'm a Romanian gangster who decides that he's buying lions, I don't think my first thought is, "Better do some PR on these lions."
No, because your first thought is, "What black stallion am I going to ride free from prison on?" Screaming at the paparazzi, "If you want lions, come and get them."
Come and get them.
There's an ever-increasing list of things that I have to say the next time I'm getting interviewed by somebody. Miles Away is in there, and I'm actually thinking about adding, "If you want lions, come and get them."
Oh, Chris, you've got to look at the camera, dead serious, right, deadpan as fuck, and just go, "If Neil Lennon wants lions, I'll beat him like."
Actually,
make sure it's an interview where Neil Lennon specifically not mentioned, right? Even an interview about fucking like Brian Stockbridge. So see if you're getting interviewed about the intern fucking financial report next week. Just look dead at the camera. If Neil Lennon wants lions, I'll give you lions.
I'd actually like you to say, If you're getting interviewed again about the interim reports, I'd like you to turn around and look deadpan at the camera and go, "Well, it's not as if we've just got some crazy Daniel doing the reports. I mean, Brian Stockbridge is a respectable guy."
So we filmed Chris's whole next interview with nothing but non sequiturs.
Wait, remember I sent you a DM 2 days ago saying we were going to ruin your credibility? Not only has that happened, but you've actually embraced it.
Chris is like Alex. He's done with this story. He's getting out.
I just find that awfully strange for somebody that's so concerned about being the future gym trainer and wants an Oscar and is generally a media whore. You know what I mean? Well, yeah. That's what everybody seems to think. I mean, that's what Fat Andy said, Chris.
Well, that's, I mean, that's what I'm in it for. I mean, you know, the Oscar invite is in the fucking bag for next year.
I mean, I just want to know how you do this podcast while you're sitting on Mark Dingwall's lap. He hasn't said a word the whole time.
He's very quiet. It's okay. The lions are sitting staring at him, making sure he doesn't say anything. And he's got a canary stuffed in his mouth. So.
Mark Dingwall wants lions. We'll get on lions. Oh man, this is fucking miles away.
And with that, I'm going to take my family out for dinner. Three cycles.
Ross. See the whole time you're at dinner, right? You have to say miles away as many times as possible.
if the waiter makes like a Y recommendation, dude, just make that. It's fucking miles.
That's miles away, my good man.
I've actually said it quite a lot around the house, and Vanessa's she just looked at me quizzically, just saying, what are you talking about, you imbecile? You know what I mean? I'm just like, you're miles away, man, you're miles away.
It comes up in every conversation I have now. Like, my mate tweeted me last night, are you coming out? And I was like, nah, I'm miles away, man.
I made the mistake of trying to explain it to my missus. And she just looked at me, this look of contempt in her face when I was like, yeah, but like, you know, and it works for anything. She's just like, no.
I think we should bury the origins of it, right? Because see, when people find out that it was actually me walking home with my jeans down, my ankles pissed, with a pizza, going, nah, it's fucking miles away, man. They're going to go, oh, wait a minute, this is the good banter. This guy's a fucking moron. If we present it as just this one funny line where it has got no weird origin story of this drunk guy.
Oh god. Alright, well Ross, thanks for coming. We'll talk to you soon.
Right, we'll see you later, lads.
Yeah.
See you later, man.
By the way, the internet is just a theory. Just remember that.
It's an interesting hypothesis, but nothing more. Some people call me the space cowboy.